He is a good shepherd. If we see here the shepherd talking, in Psalm 23, the sheep talking, and the sheep says, I don't need anything, I've been looked after. Even how the shepherd know that this sheep, he need still water. If you watch all the animals come to the creek, they drink. Except the sheep, they stop looking for curve and the water doesn't move, then they drink. Sheep is very weak, need a shepherd. The shepherd have know him. If you see in Middle East, the shepherd go to the mountain and all his time is with the sheep. He don't have text to send. He don't have TV or anything, just watching. Especially the small lambs. He put his eyes on them. He carry them when he move a lot because they are tired. And he put them on his shoulder. And when you put him in his shoulder, his head very close to his ears, he can hear their breath. The relationship between shepherd and sheep, it's very special. And not everyone can be shepherd. One of my relatives in the north of Iraq was a shepherd. And he is just something we know him. When he come at the night and the sheep coming and he have a donkey and the donkey have a bell. So we know he's coming by the bell ringing and quiet gentleman. And he know those lambs before he sit down, he go and pick a couple of them and he want to treat them. He know what those sheep need. Psalm 23 tell us exactly what the sheep talking about. The Lord, and you want us to be evangelized, and you want us to be a shepherd out. Yes, he has to be with us, and he is the only one can do everything. But if we look in Matthew 5, Matthew 5. He sat on the mountain. He is the king talking and opened his mouth. And the people was expecting he gonna tell, you know, his agenda as a king. Like anybody run for president. I am gonna get rid of the Roman. I am going to make a militia to fight the Roman. I am. Listen to what he started to talk. First thing he opened his mouth to teach. The open hand set and his disciples came to him and he opened his mouth and taught saying, and look at all those nine, bless the poor in the spirit, bless the people who is meek, bless, and all those nine things he went through it. If you look at them, suddenly after the bliss and after he say, rejoice, and he be executing and glad for a great of your reward in heaven, because they gonna against you freshly and may kick you out. Suddenly, out of the blue, he switched to something it doesn't match. Yeah, are the salt of the earth. Out of the blue. Then 14, you are the light. So he put those character. It's for disciples. It's your identity, your qualification to be salt, to be light. And then in 16 says, let the light so shine in the, for man that may see your good work and glorify your Father. Your good work, glorify your Father. In 20, for I say unto you that except of the righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Then in 45, that they may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven, you make his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the justice. 48, therefore, perfect even, and you, Father, which is heaven, perfect. Yes, brethren, we hear all. He is the shepherd. And now we're going to carry the message to be evangelists and shepherd. We have to be his disciples, and we have some qualification because we are his ambassadors. His ambassadors. If I'm going to go and meet people and evangelize, I have to the embassy ambassador, and that ambassador has to go through courses and training to be ambassador. And the disciples, first time they called Christian because something in them is a Christ, and we are called Christian.
May we sing together hymn number 299.